Blog Talk Radio.
And what they do, we find out you can disappear when they somebody speak.
And a Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And on the eighth day shall be a sabbath. Now, what is this beast called? In verse number, drop down in verse number, well, I don't see the name nowhere there. But we might have to jump back up to the top to get the name. Let's look at verse number 34. Let's see what beast this is. Verse number 34. Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel
saying, then what?
The 15th day of the 7th month.
So in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather in the fruit of the land, what is it called? So this is the feast of what?
Okay, seven.
So in gathering and feast of tabernacle is one and the same. Let's go to the book of Exodus 23.
So the Bible
of Israel and Roy. Exodus 23, verse 16.
That was
Leviticus 24.
No, 23.
Exodus 23, 39 and 34. The book of Exodus 23, verse 16. Let's speak that just
saying
once more and again. We have to know these things, right?
That's right.
What do you read?
The Feast of Harvest.
The Feast of Harvest.
The first fruit of that land.
Mm-hmm.
Which thou hast
sown in the field. Uh-huh.
And the feast of in gathering,
mm-hmm.
which is in the end of the year.
Wait.
When thou thy labor out of the field.
Another name for the feast of in gathering is what? The feast of tabernacle. It falls on the 15 days of the 7th month, right? Let's run to, run back to that, Sirach, who's reading that Sirach? Let's go back to Sirach 33. Who's reading that? Sirach 33. Let's pick it up at verse number 7 through 9. Mother Israel of Pigroy. Sirach 33. Verse number 7 through 9. Mother Israel of Pigroy.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verses 7 through 9.
Yes, ma'am. Rock 33, verse 7 through 9. What's going on, Mother Israel?
Rock 33, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Why do one day excel in another?
So he asked the question. Now, he said, why do one day excel another, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read up.
When all the light of every day in the year is of the sun.
So it says, all the light of every year
every
of
day.
The sun go ahead.
Verse 8, mm-hmm. By the knowledge of the Yahuwah,
by the knowledge of Yahuwah, where is that?
They were distinguished.
So by the knowledge of Yahuwah, they were distinguished.
And he altered season and feast.
So Yahuwah is the one that called the shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said he altered seasons and feast.
Right.
Go ahead, read up.
Some of them had he made high days.
So we read that we can't turn to the right hand or the left, right?
Right.
So Yahuwah also seasons and feet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them he has did what?
He made high days.
So some of them he made high days, right?
Mm-hmm.
He made.
That's right. I hold that point, Mother. Let's see that these high days right quick. Mother, we Israel, it's going to Ezekiel chapter 20.
chapter 20, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
10 through 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Skip down 19 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10.
What do you think?
Wherefore I caused them to go forth the land of Egypt, Israel,
mm-hmm.
and brought them into the wilderness.
Verse
11, and gave them my statutes.
He said, I gave them my statutes. We read that last night in 3. We picked up the scripture, right? Read it in Psalms 75. Get the 3 again. Psalms 78, verse 5. You see, I gave them my statutes. Psalms 78, verse 5. What did he give them? He established the testimony, the covenant with Jacob, right? Go ahead. Ezekiel,
chapter 20, 10 through 12, 19 and 20. What is so important about these high days? Mother Ezekiel is well being royal.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10 through 12,
mm-hmm.
verse 19 through 20.
Yep, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherefore I call them to go forth out of the land of Egypt.
Well, I call them, and the them is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
I call Israel to go forth out of the land of Egypt, and then what?
And brought them unto the wilderness.
Verse 11, what do you say?
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
And I gave them my statutes.
So he gave them his statutes.
And show them my judgment.
Show them the judgment. Go ahead.
Which if a man do,
mm-hmm.
he shall even live in them.
Verse number 12, what happened?
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath.
I gave them my Sabbath.
I gave
what?
I gave them my Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, I gave them my Sabbath to,
I gave them my Sabbath to what?
To be a sign between me and them.
So he said, I gave them my Sabbath. They are a sign between me and them. That what?
That they may know what? That they may know that I am the Yahweh that sanctified them.
So he said that they might know that I am Yahweh that separated them, right?
Right.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
I am the Yahweh.
I am Yahweh. Go ahead.
Yo, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in my statutes.
He said, walk in my statutes.
And keep my judgment.
Yes, ma'am.
And do them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
And hallow my Sabbath.
He said, and do what?
All of my Sabbath.
That means keep my Sabbath day righteous, right? All of my Sabbath, go ahead.
And that shall be a sign between me and you that he may know that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. That do what?
That sanctifies you.
That sanctifies you. But I'm the Yahweh that you. Let's look at that Sirach chapter 33. And let's get to verse number 9, Mother. Sirach 33, verse number 9, what do you say? Sirach 33, verse number 9.
The book of Sirach chapter 33, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Sirach chapter 33, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Some of them had he made high days.
So some of them he had made high days, right?
Right.
And did what?
And hallowed them.
And he hallowed them, or he sanctified them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
And some of them had he made ordinary days.
So some of them he made high days. Some of them he sanctified them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can see that some of them that he made high days. Find it Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 16. What's the AB is speaking, say, Roy? Let's think of the verse number 1.
Saying
what?
This month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year.
So this month is the first month of the year, right? Exodus 13:4. What month is that? Exodus 13:4. What month by name if we refer to it, Sister Judy?
Exodus chapter 15:4.
What do you read?
This day came the out in the month
AB. Well, we came out in the month AB, and AB is the first month of the year to the family of Israel, right? So if we go from AB to October, what month will we be in when we get to October? What number is that? That would be what? That would be the seventh month, right? According to Yahweh's time frame, right? 24. Now, let's see how we keep these high days. Exodus chapter 12, verse 24. What
do you read? And he shall observe this thing for an ordinance.
So he said we got to observe these high days. How long? How long do you take?
Forever,
right? Let's run to Exodus chapter. See, it was statement over here I was looking for now. Let's see if I shot myself here. It was a statement in Exodus chapter 13. Sister Judah, Israel, and Zebra, Exodus 13, verse 17. Exodus 13, verse 10. So how do we operate with Yahweh and Beast Day? Exodus 13, verse 17. What do you read?
Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in this season from year to year.
So we keep these feast days in their season, right? From year to year. So let's go back to that, Deuteronomy, chapter 16. This is ABFCBLC, Royce. Would you read that?
Verse 1 and verse 2, verse 8, then 10 to 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
What is it saying?
And all the people themselves together as one man.
They all gathered together as one man. They was on one accord, right? Good.
And to the three that was before the water gate.
Good.
And they speak unto Ezra.
They speak unto Ezra, did what?
The scribe.
Good.
To bring the book of the Torah instruction of Moses, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel.
So he said that they gathered together as one man. They told Ezra, bring the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh, right? So you can't have no hot day read out the book, right?
All right.
Hold that for Mother Z. Thank you, Father. Can't have no hot day and exclude the book, can you? Exclude the book on the hot day. And see what Yahweh has done if he left an example. In the book of St. John 7, let's look at verse number 1, Mother Z. St. John 7, verse number 1 and 2.
St. John 7, verse 1
and
2. St. John chapter 7, verse
1 and 2. St. John 7, verse 1 and 2. You got me all outside of the way. St. John 7, verse 1 and 2. What do you say? You can't have no idea without the book, can you? St. John 7, verse 1 and 2. Mother, come on with that.
St. John 7, verse 1 and 2.
St. John 7, verse 1 and 2.
St. John chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. After these things, Yahweh walked in Galilee.
Yahweh the Son, he walked in Galilee.
But he would not walk in Yada Judah, because the Yada Judah sought to kill him.
Verse number 2, what did he say?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Yada Judah speaks of tabernacle. Tabernacle was at hand.
So the feast of tabernacle was at hand. We are going to run into tabernacle in this 7:1-2, right?
Right.
What did Yahweh do on the feast day in verse 14? What did he do?
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
St. John chapter 7, verse 14. Verse 14.
What did he
now
say?
About the middle of the feast. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahweh went up to the temple and talked.
So on the feast, there's got to be some teaching going on.
Okay.
And what's got to bring in verse 16? You tell
us
your own opinion, mother. Verse number
16.
What you gotta teach?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh answered them and said,
what?
My doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me.
But him that sent me. Verse 17.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine which is. Whether it be of Yahweh,
the Father,
or whether I speak of myself.
So we gotta teach the doctrine of Yahweh the Father, right?
Right.
That's what we gotta teach on the high day. Back to that Nehemiah chapter 8. Let's read that. Mother Eve. Nehemiah chapter 8. Pick it up in verse number 2. Let's see what's so important about what they Jethro for a year, Mother. Nehemiah 8, verse number 2. What time frame is this? What season is they in?
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Ezra the priest brought the Torah instruction before the congregation.
Go ahead.
Both of men and women.
You mean on the hot day, you don't need the women somewhere and just the men show up?
Mm-hmm.
No way. Both of men and women. Go ahead.
And all that could hear with understanding.
What time frame is it?
Upon the first day of the seventh month.
So what's going on here? What's happening here on the first day of the seventh month?
The feast of tabernacles.
The feast of what?
Tabernacles.
Is you certain about that?
Yeah.
Think about that thing now. month, the first day, what happened?
Oh, just blowing up the trumpet.
All right. The memorial of the blowing of the trumpet. That's the Feast of Tabernacles.
That's not right. The first day is blowing of the trumpet.
Hallelujah. Now, what they doing in verse number 8, Mother?
When
what they doing?
Finish that.
Verse number 8.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
So they read in the book, in the law, Torah instruction.
They read in the book, in the Torah instruction of Yahweh. How?
Distinctly.
So that means they didn't turn it to the right hand or the left, right? Mm-hmm. What it said is what it said, right? Mm-hmm.
And gave the sense.
And they gave the sense and did what?
And called them to understand the reading.
So that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Gathering together so we all can understand the book, right? Yeah. That's what it's all about. We don't want nobody lagging behind. We all want to be on the same page about this thing. But they get the 7-1 the first day. Verse number 10 through 12. What they got going on after the book, Mother? After they bring forth the book and read it distinctly. What happened next, Mother?
Verse 10.
That's bad.
Then he said unto them.
What did he say?
Go your way.
Go your way. Do what?
Eat the fat.
Go ahead.
Drink the sweet.
Hold on. Drink the what?
Drink the sweet.
Hold on. What's the sweet, Mother? We got to define what's the sweet. Especially the book on Deuteronomy. See if I can find out. What is the sweet? Deuteronomy, what is that statement? Deuteronomy 32. Let's see at Deuteronomy 32. Let's see if I can lay my eyes on it because the 8 bit. When they went back and they kicked. Deuteronomy 32. Let's pick it up at verse number 12. Let's read it to this thing. Deuteronomy 32, verse 12. So see what's the sweet that we can define. What's the sweet they got going on the 7th month, the first day, right? Deuteronomy chapter 32, pick it up at 12 through 14. So maybe it's CBS Leroy. Then we put a handle on what the sweet. Jeremiah 8:10-12, what's going on?
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 to 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said unto them,
Go your way. Go your way. Now, after they got the word in, what's next? He said to them, go your way. Do what?
Eat the fat and
eat
drink
the fat.
Sweet.
And the sweet stuff is that pimp blood on the grape, right? That's that sweet stuff. Go ahead and what?
And send portions unto them.
Go ahead.
For whom nothing is prepared.
Go ahead, read on.
For this day is righteous unto our Yahweh.
This day is righteous to who?
Our Yahweh.
And we know if we can read the Saturday that Yahweh says, you are holy, right? Is that what he's saying about his high day? The only one I'm dealing with is the 12 tribes in Israel. What Esau got going on, we know never mind to us, right? What Israel got going on ain't no never mind to us. Yahweh gave us this high holy day, right? Go ahead, read up.
Need to be used for
her. He said, don't be moaning and groaning around here. Go ahead.
But the jaw of the Yahweh is your strength.
Now, when you get happy about the word of Yahweh, that's your strength, eh? Mm-hmm. The word, the covenant is your strength. Mm-hmm. When you read that in Deuteronomy 4, that they're going to say, by my mind, this is a wise and an understanding people. Mm-hmm. Verse number 11, come on, mother.
That's 11.
Yes, ma'am.
So the Levites feel. All the people.
So the Levites, they mean the leadership. They had the people in order, right? They filled all the people and did what?
Saying
what?
Holy, hold your peace.
Hold your peace.
For the day is righteous.
Go ahead.
Neither be ye grieved.
Neither be you grieved. Verse number 12, what do you say?
And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink.
To drink.
And to send portions and to make great
mirth. That means they were shaking the building. They were having a good time, right? Go ahead, because
they had understood the word.
They did what?
Understood the word.
They understood what Yahweh had on the day. And we read that his 7 days is a sign between you. At the Most High Yahweh, right? You said they understood what was going on, ain't that right? That word, understood the word that were what?
The word that were declared unto thee.
Go back to that Deuteronomy 16, and that'll be it for the old man. Deuteronomy 16, what they say, let's read that. Deuteronomy 16, 11, 14.
to
it's us. It's the same in the book of Sirach, if I can lay my eyes on it. Sirach. Read it. The book of Sirach. Sirach 24, it says the Jews of Israel and Pharaoh. Let's see if I can deal with this thing. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. It says the Jews of Israel and Pharaoh. Sirach 24. Slow down, let's get there. I know you are speaking as rapid, let us get there, Sister Judah. Sirach 24, verse 1 and 2. Everybody there. Sirach 24, verse 1 and 2. Come out. Verse number 1. Wisdom shall praise herself and what?
Shall glory in the midst of her people.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2. Yes, the congregation of the Most High shall she open her mouth and cry out before his council.
Drop down to verse number 8. 8 through 11.
Verse 8 reads.
So
the creator of all things gave me a commandment.
So the creator of all things gave me commandments. Go ahead.
And he that made me caused my tabernacle to rest.
Go ahead, read on.
And said, let thy dwelling be in Israel.
Let thy dwelling be in Israel. So the wisdom of Yahweh is in Israel, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
For thine inheritance in Israel.
Verse number 9, come on.
He created me from the beginning before the world.
So wisdom was before he created anything else, right? Go ahead.
And I shall never fail.
He said, and the wisdom of Yahweh would never fail, right? Verse number 10, what do you do with the wisdom? Let me see how you have the verse number 10 here, Sister Judith. Write this
tabernacle. I served before him.
Go ahead.
And so was I established.
Let's see how you answer it. Where was it established at?
Y'all not
too. So he's trying to say, well, it's always an answer. We just got to be able to go grab it, right? First of all, what else are you doing, y'all not too?
Verse 11
is likewise, and the beloved city. So y'all not too is the beloved city, right? This is what? Everybody that's out there is,
Give me that. John chapter 17, verse 19. And for their sake I sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Verse 20.
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through your word.
104. Through that precept, I get understanding.
Oh, so through the precept, you get some understanding that we were commanded to be diligent.
Therefore, I hate every false way.
You gonna hate every false way. You never read all these precepts. Hey, back over to you, Brother Chad.
Okay.
If you don't do this, give me Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. See what Daniel has to say about that as well, too. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5.
Chapter
9,
verse 5.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 5.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Verse 5, we have sinned and have committed iniquity, sin, and have done wickedness and have rebelled even every evil.
Read that very carefully.
Rebelled even by departing from the precept and from the judgment.
And from your judgment. So if you don't precept, you're doing what?
Rebellion.
You're doing what?
Rebellion. You sin. Yeah. You sin.
Rebellion and what else?
Sin. You have sinned and have committed.
Three words. Rebellion, sin,
and sin and done wickedness.
Wickedness. You're wicked if you don't do that.
You're wicked. Wickedness.
Wicked if you departed from the three words.
And you're
sin. Alright, not only that, that's what the penalty for. We're going to read the penalty for it if you don't do it. Now we're going to go on the prison board of wildlife. Wait a minute, I never heard of the vision of Paul. You never heard of the vision of Paul. Of course not. Not in 66 books. Not in 66 books. Let's bring the introduction of Paul. I can say the vision of Paul. Go to Corinthians. You go on to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to bring the intro into our board of vision of Paul. Go on to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. Second Corinthians chapter 12, put that verse 1.
It is not for me that I will come to visions and revelations of the
Yahweh. Verse 2.
Verse 2. I knew a man above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Whether out of the body, I cannot tell. Yahweh knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven.
Third heaven. Caught up to the third heaven. Verse 3.
Verse 3. And I do such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. Yahweh knows.
Yahweh knows. Verse 4.
Verse 4. How then he was caught up into paradise.
The paradise, the kingdom, one and the same.
Hallelujah.
He heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man.
Unspeakable words. It's not lawful for man to utter. Verse 5.
So such and one would I honor, yet of myself I would not honor, but in mind with the end.
Okay, let's go to Ben DePaul real quick. We're going to Ben DePaul. That's where that is. Okay, we're going to read the penalty of it. You don't do that. We're going to read the penalty of it. We're going to Ben DePaul. Let's see what I'm going to do. That
Hello?
Do you want to say, to the people that are present in Israel? It says Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
That's
the rock real quick. I'm going to the rock.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Go to the rock real quick. Shabbat 23.
Yep.
Go to Shabbat 23, verse 19. Shabbat 23, verse 19. All right, Mother Z, Israel. Shabbat 23, verse 19.
Shabbat. Mm-hmm. 3, verse 19. Shabbat chapter 23, verse 19. Fears the eyes of man, and
that's
no.
What we do. We fear that the eyes of man.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We fear Esau is fired from.
Hallelujah.
Well, and know not that the eyes of the Yahweh are 10,000 times wider than the sun. Behold all the ways of men, and consider the most secret thoughts.
That's nothing. All right. All right. Give me that Proverbs.
Think of what said, he whom.
Okay, in the middle of verse 36, just right before you get to verse 37. Right there in that middle, right there. Little paragraph right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This man who does see it. This man who does see it.
First one reading.
And the young one said unto Moses, saying,
where
to speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the children of Israel, the Israelites.
And say unto them concerning the feast of the Yahuwah, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous in the country. Gathering, even these are my feet.
These are my feet. These are my last feet. Verse 24.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the Sabbath month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and righteous gathering.
Okay, what kind of Sabbath is this? You said you have a Sabbath. What kind of Sabbath is this? Regular Sabbath? Let's go to John here, because I just want to get something in the middle of it. Let's go to John before we come to like that. Go to John chapter 19. Go to John chapter 19.
John chapter 19, verse 31. The Yahda Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day. Well, that Sabbath day was a high day.
It was a what?
High day.
A high day. Mm-hmm. It's a high day.
You want the rest of it or that's
a high day?
Okay.
It's a high day.
He gives
22.
That's right.
You want that?
That's good enough, Mother 21.
Okay. We're coming back. Verse 11, verse 14, and verse 15. Deuteronomy 16, verse 11. And thus
make that all the way to 16. Make that all the way to 16. We have 17. Go ahead.
From 11 to 17.
11, 14, 17.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11, 14 to 17. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11. And thus shall rejoice before the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, thou and thy sons and thy daughters and thy maidservant and thy manservant and thy maidservant. And the Levite that is within thy gate, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are among you.
Okay, what's the definition of a stranger? So be clear.
Yeah.
What's the definition of a stranger? What's the definition of a stranger? Give me that.
Verse 14.
One definition.
Another
definition.
Give me that. Second Chronicles. 6.
32. 14 is 1, 2, right?
6, 32?
Yeah.
6, 32. Second.
Yeah, chapter 6, verse 32. Yes, ma'am.
Right? Let's see, who are these strangers?
verse 1. James chapter 1, verse 1, let's put the name on the stranger that was scattered. James chapter 1, verse 1, Sister Amen, PDFP, Roy. Look at James chapter 1, verse 1.
James chapter
1,
verse
1. Yes, ma'am.
James, a servant of Yahweh and of Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad in Greece.
So the 12 tribes can always, as well, carry the labor of a stranger, right? Let me get one more witness, Mother. Obadiah chapter 1, verse number 11. Ain't that 12? Obadiah chapter 1, verse number 12. So the family of Israel can always, or as well, if this word stranger can have a double on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going to Sirach 22 and Job 11:6. Give me Job 11:6. Let's get that on the table, Mother.
Wait a minute.
Job chapter 11:6. Let's get that double on the table again.
Job?
Yeah, Job 11:6. Job chapter 11:6. So when we see that word stranger, we got to look for the context in which it's used. Job chapter 11:6.
The book of Job chapter 11:6.
Yes, ma'am.
And that he will show thee
mm-hmm.
the secret of wisdom.
Go ahead.
That they are double.
So they can be, it can be a double meaning on that word, right? Obadiah 1 verse 12, Mother. Obadiah 1 verse 12. So we find out that the 12 tribes that were scattered can be referred to as strangers as well, right? Mm-hmm. And let's see if we get another witness on the table in Obadiah. Chapter 1 verse 12, Mother Israel, see you, Lord. Obadiah 1 verse 12.
Amen.
Obadiah 1 verse 12,
Mother
Israel, see you, Lord.
I'm trying to get there.
Right next to Amos.
I know. If I
get there.
I got it. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Obadiah chapter 1 verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
But thus should not Harold look on the day of thy brother.
This brother is a Yahweh talking to Esau, right?
Right.
You should not have looked on the day of your brother, go ahead.
In the day that he brought. In the day that he became a stranger, neither should thus have rejoiced over the children of Yahweh Judah.
So, in this case, the one that is referred to as stranger is who?
Yahweh Judah.
Yahweh Judah. But the word stranger could be a twofold double on that word stranger. Just like Gentile, just like heathen. Back over to you, brother, young man from the tribe of Yahweh Judah.
Yes.
All right. I'll read that Israel and Judah.
What chapter did you
That's what book? He said,
Acts chapter 8, verse
30.
Acts chapter 8.
Look at us, the free man. That's 15. You know next week is the feast, baby. You know next week is the feast.
Ezekiel real quick.
He seeketh.
Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5.
Judah, which I have chosen, and
and the family of which I said, my name shall be there.
Hallelujah. What?
You believe,
huh? That's what you hear.
I'm going to Jubilee, chapter 49. Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 16. This is Peter there putting this red.
He said 49.
Yeah, Jubilee, chapter 49, verse 16.
from the new grain and gave them to Israel a son.
to take them, to Abraham and his father, from the first fruits of the land, that he might eat and bless the creator of all things before he died.
Yes. Oh, he's the blessing of the
great
of all days. Okay, go ahead and
Isaac, who sent by the hand of Jacob to Abraham, a thank offering that he might eat and drink. Let's see. He ate and drank and blessed the Most High Yahweh, who has created heaven and earth, who has made all the fat things of the earth and given them to the children of men, that they might eat and drink and bless their creator.
Might eat and drink. Bless their creator, that they might eat and drink. All that was coming back. Let's keep that Nehemiah real quick. Mm-hmm. Keep that Nehemiah. Okay, Nehemiah chapter 8. Pick up at Verse 1 and 2. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
All the people gathered themselves together as one man.
Into
the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, and trying to bring the book of the Torah unto the Moses with the
Genesis chapter 1,
Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day.
And the morning was the first day.
Verse 8. And Yahweh called the firmament heaven, and the earth, and the evening and the morning was the second day. Verse 13. And the evening and the morning was the third day. Verse 19. And the evening and the morning was the fourth day.
All right.
And at evening, when the sun did set,
They brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils.
They do that. They fit days in the middle of the day. love Yahweh. 11, what do you say?
Yes, ma'am. Simon is home,
come to the one divine. And his past coat unto the choice vine.
Good.
He washed his garments in wine. And his clothes in the blood of grace.
Number 12, come on.
Verse 12. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk.
We see the blood of the grape that is signifying that pure wine that they were dragging out. Back in the day. We got that watered down ourselves now.
All right, give me that second Ezra real quick. Go to Ezra real quick.
I never taught in the synagogue and in the temple.
visit the Yahweh Judah always be short. And in secret I have said nothing.
Right. That's the world of Israel. Referring to the world of Israel. All right. The world of Israel. Let me grab one on that wine drinking thing right quick, Yavai. Yes, sir. Let's look at that Sirach, Sister Judah, Israel, see what, Sirach 31. And that wine thing is good, but we gotta see what the book. Before we go to that Sirach, let's write to our Proverbs right quick. The statement in Proverbs that I would love to read. I can lay my eyes on it right quick. Book of Proverbs. As I was looking at that scripture the other day.
Proverbs 20:1. Sister Judith, Israel, see your voice.
Deceived thereby is not wise. They say wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. If you deceive thereby, you're not wise. So let's see what the understanding of that phrase that is in Sirach 31. 27-31, Sister Judith, Israel, C. Roy. Sirach 31:27-31. What about that wine thing?
Sirach 31:27-31. Mm-hmm. Wine is as good as life to a man.
They say wine good for life to a man, right? If it be what?
If it be drunk moderately.
Great.
What life is then to a man that is without wine?
Great.
For it was made to make men glad.
Number
28,
come on.
Yeah, 21. Measurably drunk and in season.
So wine measurably drunk and in season, great.
Bringing gladness of the mind.
Great.
And cheerfulness of the mind.
Verse 29, come on.
29 means, but wine drunken with excess makes bitterness of the mind with growling and crust.
So we won't get that tore up. We won't just have a nice time, but we won't be tore up up in here, right? Verse 30, come on.
Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
The rage of a fool.
Great.
Till he offends.
Mm-hmm.
It
diminishes
his strength and naked wounds.
It diminishes his strength. Talk about that. Mental strength, right? Verse 31. Come on.
31. Reproof not thy neighbor as the one.
Mm-hmm.
And despise him not in his
murk. Great.
Give him no disrespectful word. And press not upon him with urging him to drink.
So you can't be trying to get your brother or your sister drunk so you can look at them clowns and the food. All right, right over to you.
Okay. Ooh. Let me get something
with
tired. I
got to
go.
No. I got you, bro. Make that run. We find out that this wine is good for it's good, but we know that we got to deal with this in moderation, right? But let's run to the book of Leviticus 23. Let's just get 23:1-2, Mother D of Israel, 23-25. Leviticus chapter 23:1-2, 23-25. And that should take us to the brother get back in his sleep. Leviticus 23:1-2. 23-25. Mother D. F. Israel, C. Roy.
Leviticus chapter 23:1-2.
Yahweh.
But it's concerning the feast of Yahweh, go ahead.
Which you shall proclaim to be a righteous gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Unto these, even these are my seed.
Verse 23. Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
saying what?
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying,
Israel.
The 7 months.
7 months right around the corner, right? Next week, we'll be in another month, go ahead.
In the first day of the month.
On the first day of the month, what happened?
Shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpet of righteous gathering?
Now, we kind of covered a little bit about that word memorial last night. The seal broke it down. What did he bring to the light about that word memorial? What does it mean? To remember, right? So that's what it is. Yahweh wants us to remember the things that have happened and the things that are going to happen around this blowing of the trumpet event, right? Verse 25, come on.
Verse 25, you shall do no servile work therein.
So we further refrain from going to those plantations, you know. You're supposed to put the plantation, like we read earlier, Moses asked the master, he said, can we go and have us a feast? He said, nah, I don't know nothing about your Yahweh, and I ain't gonna let you go. Verse 25, come on.
But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
So you offer an offering. Let's see what he means by that, offering that offering. And it's back over you, Yahweh. Brother, Exodus chapter 12. Mother Eve, Exodus 12. What do you mean by offering that offering? 12:16. So he said we have to refrain from the plantation. But what type of thing can we do on Yahweh's feast day? Exodus 12, verse 16. Mother Eve, Israel, and see you royal.
The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
In the first day, there shall be a righteous gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And in the seventh day, there shall be a holy, a righteous gathering.
Really?
To you. No manner of work shall be done.
Say what?
Except that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you.
Temple work can continue, right? Whatever you have to do in the temple to get things going, to cook up some good cooking and all that good stuff is permitted by Yahweh's word, right? Mm-hmm. Back over to you, young lion. Mm-hmm.
What did you just
read?
It's the 12:16.
Okay. Right.
It's the 12.
Okay.
Okay, there was number 20.
All right.
28.
Okay, back to we got to go here. Okay, I know my plus number. Okay, John 18:20.
Yes, sir.
Put on your hands and come back. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, about this world here, world of Israel, right? Let's go to 2nd Ezra. Go to 2nd Ezra chapter 6, Sister Jody. Go back verse 6 real quick. 2nd Ezra chapter 6, verse
6. 2nd Ezra chapter 6, verse 6. Then did I consider these things, and they all were made through thee alone, and through none other. By name also they shall be ended, and by none other.
Verse 7
reads, then answered, and I said, what shall be the parting asunder of the time? For when shall be the end of the first?
What shall be the end of the first?
And the beginning of it that follows.
Mm-hmm.
That follows. Verse 8.
Verse 8 reads, and unto me from Abraham unto Isaac. When Jacob and Esau were born,
Jacob now turned now Israel. Go ahead.
Of him, Jacob's hand healed first the heel of Esau.
Okay,
first
the heel of Esau.
Verse 9. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of
Israel.
Israel is the beginning of their father.
Whosoever
set it up over it, the faces of men.
The faces of men. We have one. So the faces of man is foolish tonight.